Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we are with Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you, Dave.
Well, let's start with something I never thought I'd read about in communities, which is popping up more now these days, reckless bike legislation in Schenectady.
Yep, this is coming up in Schenectady. It's an issue, Dave. They've got a deal where they're going to consider legislation that will give police additional enforcement tools to crack down on kids that do anything from bike tricks, weaving through traffic. It would define what constitutes reckless or uncontrolled behavior. And the city council guys are saying that, my gosh, they're seeing large packs of bicyclists popping up wheelies, you know, popping wheelies, riding in traffic and generally engaging in obnoxious behavior. So this is what this legislation is designed to do. It's to target reckless bike riding and maybe even helmets. See, I see a lot of kids without helmets on the streets these days.
From there, let's head up to Saratoga, where we're discussing salary increases for the council.
Well, money's a big topic in Saratoga Springs this month, especially with the racetrack running. But city council is going to consider raising the annual salaries of the five council members from $14,500 to $30,000. It's about doubling the salary for the mayor and the four elected commissioners. And the thinking is for these folks is that even though these are part-time jobs, they are putting in nearly full-time hours. And this will be coming up to a public hearing on Tuesday.
Any reaction from the public so far?
I'm sure there is some reaction that people are talking about, but I think you're going to get a lot of comments on Tuesday, though. Public hearing at 6:40 p.m. City Recreation Center on Vanderbilt Terrace.
Finally, the district attorney, this is in Rotterdam, pushing life for a career burglar.
Yeah, this is a Rotterdam-based story. There's a fellow named Timothy Cipriani who has received two recent convictions for burglary in the Rotterdam area, two restaurants. And Bob Carney's office, the district attorney, is they're seeking a life sentence for this fellow. Prior to this year's convictions, Mr. Cipriani has previously been convicted six other times of similar burglaries in the Rotterdam area.
With the headlines. On Wednesdays, it's Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And, Jeff, always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.